Greetings in Jesus' name, and welcome once again as we finish out the week. Here, thank you for joining us. As we look at the Word of God today, I will be reading Psalm 146. And it starts this way, verse 1, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help." And I find that verse very relevant today. It is quite popular to look to political leaders for help, men of power, and to have someone voted in who will work things in our favor. That's a very popular thinking. But back in the days when the Psalms were written, the writer says, "Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help." This is another one of the Psalms that is not ascribed to a certain writer. So if we assume or consider it possible that it was written by David, he was a king, and I don't know if he wrote this while he was king or before, but it would seem to me that perhaps he wrote it while he was a king, and he probably felt his inability to solve all of the people's problems, and that's why it's written here, "Do not put your trust in princes, nor in the son of man in whom there is no help." And he says, why? "His spirit departs, he returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish." You know, a man can have the biggest and the grandest plans, but when his spirit departs and he's buried, his plans very often are just fall by the wayside unless there is someone else to take them up and to carry that vision onward. And that's the way we all must go. If the Lord tarries, is we will someday our spirit will depart from this mortal body, and the plans that we have devised in this body, they will perish, and they will no longer come to pass. But he says in verse 5, "Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord." And he lists all these reasons why God should be our help, and why our hope and our trust should be in God, the Lord God, the God of Jacob, because he lists a number of reasons, and it starts with who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them. He created all that we see, all that is around us, and he is well able to control events and and the things that he created for his glory and for the blessing and the benefit of his children, to those who have their hope in him, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed. He sets things right. He is able to set things right. If for those who are oppressed, there may be no relief to be found among princes or among the sons of men, but God is well able to execute justice, to set things in order, and to see that justice is done. Who gives food to the hungry, the Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. He causes things to grow, and he supplies all of us with our food. And it says he who gives food to the hungry gives freedom to the prisoners. He can set the prisoner free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind, raises those who are bowed down. Excuse me. He can give a new joy and a new hope, a renewed vigor and sense of expectation and joy, so that we can be raised up instead of being burdened and bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow of their hardship, and he cares for them. But the way of the wicked, he turns upside down. A bit of an unusual phrase to be found in Scripture, the phrase upside down, but that's what it says here, that the way of the wicked, he turns upside down and just brings their plans to naught. The Lord shall reign forever. It ends on this note: your God, O Zion, to all generations, forever, meaning forever and ever, as long as eternity shall last. And praise the Lord. So we bring this week to a close on this note, to praise the Lord, for he is worthy, for he is able to execute justice and righteousness and to care for us. May you be blessed in Jesus' name.